And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right, covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most awesome, beautiful state here in the United States. I'm talking about the great state of Alabama. And this show goes way on down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, Mississippi, thrown in just for good measure. Hey, listen, I got to pause and tell you about the Elm Foundation. The Elm Foundation, one of our sponsors on the show. And you need to check them out because the Elm Foundation is doing some major cool stuff right now to change people's lives. And I don't mean like a little bit. I mean like the way that conservatives believe it should be done, to be honest with you, like accountability. Like giving a hand out, not a hand up. I mean, excuse me, a hand up, not a hand out. It's amazing the way things work when you actually apply principles, you know, godly principles, true conservative principles to changing people's lives. They respond and it works. So the Elm Foundation, ELM, that stands for Expect Little Miracles, the Elm Foundation, based out of Huntsville, what they do is they get involved in people's lives that are down on their luck, that are disenfranchised, that are, you know, even on the streets, and they help them with, you know, job security and finding a means by which they can pick up job certifications and building their resumes. And then also, by the way, life habits and life skills, and they walk them through it. And they literally provide them the accountability. It's not just a go you there for, it's a, hey, we'll be right there with you. And by the way, we're going to check on you and you better meet your milestones. That's the way it works. And so, yeah, the Elm Foundation, check them out. Their website is ELMHSV, as in Elm Huntsville, ELMHSV.org. That's elmhsv.org. And if you meet them, talk to them, donate to them for that matter, tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. I would really appreciate it. All right, I got to turn to the text line for a minute because several things were going on. So I'm looking right now, you know, with regards to, by the way, if you want to text in or call in, we got a little time left, 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. You can text or call that. If you text for the very first time, by the way, make sure you text the word right side, and you'll get an automatic message that says something like, hey, you right side ruffian, glad you're with us, and just tell us your first name, where you're from, and we'll plug you in. So Joe from Elkmont texted in. It's like this little thing. He says, today I went to the bank, told him I identify as a millionaire. I'd like to withdraw my money. They laughed and asked me to leave. It turns out that just because you believe something in your brain, don't make it true, and you can't force others to pretend that it is. There you go. Michelle from Huntsville takes issue with the Price Act, which is the school choice bill that is up in front of the legislature right now. Big doings yesterday in Montgomery the Price Act has been dropped in. Senator Larry Stutz, who's been on the show before talking about it, says that he believes it's going to have broad support. Michelle, first of all, says, how's this bill going to address? Now, first of all, Michelle, I will say this. Don't let the quest for the perfect outweigh the ability to get the good, all right? And that's what you're doing. You're willing to throw it away because you got to have something else added into it. Well, Michelle says, first of all, how's it going to address CRT, SEL, and DEI? Separate bills, all right? Those are separate bills. Those things, if this bill, the Price Act, will allow people to get away from schools if they think those things are happening. Bam, there's that piece. Then what she says is, what you're saying is wrong. Digital currency is why the Price Act is dangerous. Not only is it handled through an app, but when they decide your private school doesn't follow some woke policy, they will cut you off. If they don't like your curriculum, they will cut you off. First of all, Michelle, you do realize you live in Alabama, right? You're talking about the federal issue. The federals are the ones who are constantly cutting off federal dollars. By law, the money for a student goes with the student. It doesn't go with the policy. It goes with the student. So the law will be written in such a way that says, here's why it goes, and it just does. And there's right now nothing that indicates that the state of Alabama is ever going to be one of those that's going to say, and by the way, we now promote transgenders in sports. So I'm of the mind that this is not a scary thing. I think it's just new. And I also think it's being done quite well in other places. And it's a state law, not a federal law. There's enough of that. TC from Priceville texted in, said, were you aware of this? And it's, TC, I was, and it's actually pretty cool. There's a giant 120-foot cross being built just off of I-65 up in North Alabama. I'm trying to remember exactly where. I don't have time to open the article and see. My recollection was it was, well, anyway, it's way up in North Alabama, I-65, not long before we get to the border. I think it's in the area in and around Decatur, Trinity, Priceville, that area. But, yeah, the construction is underway, and parts of it will be standing by next week. TC, thanks for the heads up on that. Very cool. What do we got here? Susan from Elkmont just texted in and says, reference Dylan Mulvaney. In addition to the companies you mentioned, Tampax has also hired him. You've got to, I hope that's wrong. I got to look that up.
No way. Really?
Boomer, can you look
that
up
real
quick?
Yeah, I'm going to look it up
right now. I know, I hate to have you do this on your computer because your search engine is going
to
explode.
Yeah, I don't want it on my computer. I'll go to your computer over here.
Just type in, don't get, yeah, you do that. Just type in Dylan Mulvaney Tampax and see if it comes back. If it does, oh my gosh. That's like, wow. That's beyond it. I don't get it.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Is it true?
It says, hold on, let me find it. The fact checked. It is on one of the fact checks. Give me 1 second. I'm going to confirm it. Hold on.
All right. While you're doing that, I'll tell you that Glenn from Bluntsville just texted in. He says, I'm 54. I identify as 65, so I'm going to the Social Security office and apply for my retirement. tell you what, remember, if you don't find it, I'll move on. But that's, you know what, though? While it may sound shocking, at the same time, it does not surprise me. It does not. Oh man, I'm telling you, this is nuts.
There's a lot of different articles out there. I'm looking for the confirmation one, but there's a lot of ones claiming it. So I'll have to do a little bit more digging.
Like if you find a claimer, I mean, if it's a real news source, is it like Fox News or?
Oh no, that's what I mean. No, real news source yet that I've found.
Okay, Lord, surely not. Surely not. I mean, I'll leave it alone. I will walk away from that one right now with my sanity intact. Hey, the third part of the Triple Dipper, opinions matter. I got to tell you, I consider this to be a more philosophical version of a dipper, all right? I got to thinking about this as I was perusing the different resources and other things, pulling together stuff for the show. I thought, you know what? There's that opinion piece written by so-and-so. There's the one that written by, and I realized, I don't think I've ever talked about the fact that there are certain people whose stuff I look for. Sometimes it's going to be a matter of, you know, just the way I see it in terms of their style, or maybe it's something, but they have a background that I appreciate. But let me just tell you, it's important that we recognize the sources that we want to get our information from. I mean, several verses in Scripture talk about this too. Proverbs 12:15 says, the way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but a wise man listens to advice. Psalm 1:1 says, seek not counsel from the ungodly, seek godly counsel from those seasoned saints who you know walk with the Lord. I'm looking at this and thinking, do we know who our trusted resources are? Like I go out there in daily, if I want to know the conservative position on a topic, I'm not going to get it from Axios or Politico, right? I'm going to more likely look at Daily Wire, probably look at Fox, and make sure even on Fox that I trust the source. You got to know who your resources are, because it's so easy for us to get, and by the way, sometimes it's good for us also to get the perspective of someone who's been there, done that, who also leans in the directions that we lean, in order to expand our own horizons. I am guilty myself of finding myself talking inside a bubble. It's so easy. It's a conservative talk show. I make no bones about it. I am a conservative. I am a Christian. I am a veteran. I am a lawyer. I have my perspectives. But all these things, sometimes you look at it and go, dang, man, where do I get my information? And somebody, please, make me a little more cerebral. Somebody, make me have to think this through. So here's the first thing I would say. Find your resources. Find the people whose opinions actually matter to you. This is important. And I'm preaching to the choir because I'm talking to people right now who I know have already tuned into a show to hear a viewpoint. So on the one hand, you guys are already out there as the kind of people who would normally do this. But even still, I just suggest strongly, think of it, formalize it in your mind. Think about, where do you get your information? And just like Boomer and I were talking a minute ago about that story about Dylan Mulvaney and Tampax. Is it real? I don't know. Let's find a trusted resource. Well, here's the first question I would ask when I see it. First of all, what would this person say? In other words, I look at it and I think, okay, if I want to know how best to craft conservative legislative agendas, I want to know what Newt Gingrich would say. If I want to know on a matter of military policy or military strategy what should happen next, I want to know what Jack Keane is going to say. If I want to know what it takes for someone to stand up for their faith despite the persecution for having done so, who, by the way, is also someone who I greatly respect because of the things they've done in their lifetime, I want to know then what General Jerry Boykin would say. If I want to know what somebody thinks who is a person of color, a black man, who was in the civil rights movement, but who is truly a conservative now, who speaks with wisdom and patience, I want to know then what Bob Woodson would say. If I want to know what somebody thinks about a historical perspective on where we are today compared to where great societies have been in the past, who's going to expand my horizons and make me feel smarter just for having read what he said, I'm going to go read what Victor Davis Hanson has to say. If I want to know what economics are and how best to counterpoint someone, in other words, if somebody says, this is the way it is, and I don't agree, how do I respond to that? What's a very solid way to respond to that they can't argue with? I want to know then what Thomas Sowell is going to say. So I would ask yourself, who are my trusted resources? This is huge. Opinions matter. Who are your trusted resources? And then when something comes up in those realms, ask yourself, what would they say, or have they said something already about it? And then here's the other thing. Be honest enough to say, when you read their opinion, do I agree? I fully expect, and by the way, I do not mind a moment ago that, who was that? It was Michelle, I believe, who texted in, disagrees with the Price Act. That's her right. I'm going to have my opinion, and guess what? I own the microphone. But nonetheless, I don't care if she has an opinion. I appreciate her listening to the show. We got folks that call in sometimes that are absolutely of a different political persuasion than me, and they want to go to task on a topic. That's fine. Let them. I'm glad they're listening to the show. So what I'm saying is, even with your trusted resources, ask yourself occasionally, do I agree? I mean, and if I don't agree, why? Why don't I agree? Now, this is like highbrow philosophical Phil. I mean, what are we doing here? Having philosophy 101. Yeah, we are. Using the Socratic method here, we're asking ourselves questions. We're digging deeper. But what I'm saying is this. We conservatives cannot check our brains at the door. We cannot be the kind of people who just believe so blindly that we will never even question what someone that seems to be on our side will say. But then we also have to be so well-principled that we can't be talked off the ledge on those things that are principled in nature. So question, but then know where you stand and be able to talk about it. And the way it works for me is, you know, aside from Scripture, which is unerring and you can't shake me off of that, then there are certain people, like I said, those are my go-tos. Those are the people that are smarter than me. Those are the folks who have been there, done that, and written the books, by the way. And I want to know what Newt Gingrich and Jerry Boykin and Thomas Sowell and Bob Woodson and Victor Davis Hanson, I want to know what they say. And Jack Keane, I want to know what they say. That's why I resource this show. I could get on here and turn the microphone on and just talk. I just talk. But the reality is I resource this show intensely because I want to make sure that I am versing myself so that I can then talk to y'all. And I would encourage you, do the same, man. That's the whole deal. When you have those water cooler conversations, when you're standing in the fast food line or the Sunday school or wherever else and somebody brings up a topic, you've taken the time, the extra minute it takes to read something from a trusted source, and you're ready for that conversation. And by God, they can't shake you because you've already asked yourself before you even got to their point. You've asked yourself, do I agree? And yes, I do, or no, I don't, and here's why. All right, enough of that. That's just me opining for a minute. But as Charlene will tell you, I have opinions. And one of them is I try to seek the opinions of others. And I try to have my trusted resources to make it happen. All right, Boomer, take us to the last break of the day, brother. We'll do that right now. We'll come right back and put a lid on it. It's been a good one as I'm broadcasting remotely from a secret bunker in places unknown. You guys stay tuned. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. It's been a good show, Boomer. Been a good one.
Yeah, it has.
I mean, I feel like it flew by, even with me secreted away in my special bunker, my undisclosed location.
Your undisclosed location that people are trying to guess on the text thread.
Well, I know. I saw David from Huntsville text in and said, you're really just broadcasting from the bathroom.
Yeah.
No, I am not. I am not. Yeah, Boomer, thanks for setting up the technology. You made it all work, brother. Couldn't do it without you. Absolutely.
Oh, love it.
And we got several texts here. Glenn from Bluntsville says, with regards to my last little opining there about, you know, seeking out those resources that you trust, says, if you want to know absolutely nothing about nothing, then ask Joe. No, wait, ask Nancy. Maybe AOC. No, wait, ask VP Harris. So, yes, those are trusted, untrustworthy resources. They're trusted to be untrustworthy. What do we got, too? Brand new on the text line, Russell from Somerville. Texted in, so the cross is being, okay, it is priceful. Thank you very much, Russell. Appreciate that very much. That's where it's going to be, right out there by the interstate. Very cool. Brian from Huntsville texted in. He says, open conversation, be it talk radio or Bible study. We are imperfect, and we learn from each other. Agreed. Totally agreed. Thank you much, Brian. Rusty from Huntsville. Rusty says he has an influential position in a school system. And surprisingly enough, he says, I support school choice. I believe if we don't want our kids to leave our schools, then we've got to do a better job as a school system. A free market is a free market, including schools. Perfect point, my brother. I appreciate you mentioning the free market there because that's a huge piece of this. Absolutely. All right. Hey, listen, I got to tell you real quickly. So something came up before the show. I mentioned it momentarily. Oh, and by the way, Boomer, you and I both got A-pluses from John from Huntsville.
Yeah.
We got the applause. And I think, you know what just occurred to me? This is, thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very much. This is the first time, I've done remote broadcasting before, but since we syndicated and you came on board, this is the first time we've done remote, isn't it?
It is.
Wow.
I know.
Okay. Mark it on the calendar, April 12th, 2023. We proved the efficacy of remote broadcasting.
Yes, we have.
Now we got to find, what's our next cool location going to be?
I don't know, maybe
the gun range?
The pizza joint? Or
a pizza joint?
I don't know, maybe just somewhere awesome.
People pizza can and come guns. Visit. I mean, wow, pizza, guns, politics. There's a night. I like it. Hey, listen, by the way, I got to tell you, this thing that came up right before the show that somebody told me about, and I keyed in on it during the Grand Council. Yes, there was a local bill, and they have those. You got to watch the local bills. There was a local bill in Vestavia that the residents did not see coming, and that local bill could have the effect of raising their property taxes exponentially. And oh, by the way, it was bum-rushed through the vote process in the legislature, and is literally going to go to a vote of the people by referendum just 28 days later. Nobody saw it coming. No time to mount the opposition. And I'm telling you, this show is going to talk about it. I'm going to bring this up. If you're living in Vestavia right now, you need to know that on May 9th, I think it's May 9th, I'm looking to make sure. Yeah, May 9th, there's going to be a vote in Vestavia to determine whether you have to pay an additional 9.8 mils in property tax. And that's just wrong that they rushed that through. There's no reason for it to have to go to a vote that quick. None at all. So, folks, these local bills, man, the legislature's in session right now. I'm going to tell you, we used to always say down there, nothing good happens when love breaks out on the floor of the Senate. That's when bills start flying through, and you got to watch it. Local bills especially can mess things up. So keep your eyes. Vestavia, all you listeners in Vestavia, May 9th, man, you got to crush that thing. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. You guys have an amazing night. Boomer and I back here tomorrow, too. I will be returning from my secret bunker. See you then.
Ruffians out there, you are listening to Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right.